Hello, everybody. This is Terry Latham calling in from Austin, Texas. My wife and I are triple diamonds with this company, Avecia, and it's just been an absolute fantastic ride for the 4 years we've been here, and things are just getting better. Each and every Monday, we do these calls, and it's what we refer to as the Monday Motivation, where at times we'll interview people and share some of their successes, what's helping their business. We'll hear from people who are making their move up the ranks in their business. And at times we'll also start to share from like what we did last week, sharing the three applications in 5 minutes of the Renew 28 and the wonderful testimonials we're starting to see from that. Tonight I get the chance to interview my good friend Tom Beasley. Tom Beasley's been with me about 3 years. He's a gold associate in ASEA. He also just has extensive background in sports. He played in the NFL for, I believe, I could have this a little bit off, but 15 years. Most of those years at Pittsburgh Steelers and also with the Washington Redskins. Has 2 Super Bowl rings, played with arguably, and I'll give him this since I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan, but in the history of the NFL, arguably the greatest defense ever to be step on the field in the NFL. But above and beyond that, guys, he leads from the front. And Tom is really running on fumes right now. He's got a lot of big things starting happening in his business. But one thing that really kicked off this year, Tom decided to make a commitment to make this business real for he and his family. And I'll ask him if he wouldn't mind to come on tonight and share with everybody what he's starting to experience. What's it like? What is your business? How is it different as you start to commit and not only just do a little bit, but just be consistently do it over and over and over again and what starts to happen. So, Tom, are you with us?
I am, Trey. Can you hear me?
I got you, man. Thanks for taking time out of your schedule. I know you're slammed. I know you're down in Georgia right now. You have some big things just today, and your partner, Bill Perry, has already crashed out, and you're staying up. So, Tom, you and I have had some serious discussions over the years of what's going on. You have a successful business in ASEA, doing some great things, but this year you decided to really make this go big time with ASEA. Can you share with everybody, what does that mean, and what have you seen transpire just making the commitment? What has that done for you and your team?
Sure, Terry. First of all, I just greatly appreciate your leadership and what you do. This call is a great tool for all of us to use, and I appreciate your leadership and your direction and your help in assisting us in growing our businesses. This change wasn't one of those New Year resolutions. I had a tough 2016. I had a couple pretty bad accidents, and I was down literally for 4 or 5 months in 2016. But January the 19th, I sponsored a guy that I met from Johnson City, Tennessee, who was originally from Nashville. And 2 or 3 days before this event in Nashville, he moved back to Nashville. So Pepper Black and her group was having a quarterly event down there. We went down basically, and Bill said, "Hey, I'll just ride down with you." So we went down to actually get him enrolled and get him started with his business. And this guy's a health professional. And we get down there and just had an opportunity to hear a lot of great testimonies, talked to a lot of people before and after the meeting, and then we came back home, and that following Saturday on the 21st, we had a large event down in Concord, North Carolina, with Deb Mormon and her group. And I just got to tell you that being exposed to these people, and we went down to Concord, and there was just a lot of people that they came up to me before the meeting, during the break, after the meeting. People got up and shared their story of what ASEA had done for them. And I just got to tell you, I was blessed to my core. And a lot of these people, I didn't even know them. I never met them before. But because I shared it with Bill Peary, who shared it with Fonda Thomas, who shared it with Deb Mormon, who shared it with Russell Carr, who shared it with Jennifer Trick, this thing starts trickling down, and we're impacting a lot of people in a pretty significant way. And I got to tell you, Terry, it kind of was a wake-up call for me. The reason I got involved with the CA in the first place was I wanted to make a difference. I wanted to impact people's lives in a positive way. And as I've shared with you and some others in the past, I've always made a living in my life, but I've never really made a difference. And with ASEA, I have the opportunity to not only make a difference, but to make a significant difference in people's lives. And we just, during this time frame, I'd got some stuff on some people. We started hearing more and more testimonials, benefits of what this stuff was doing for folks, and it just inspired me to really, for the first time ever in this business, stick my stake in the ground and say, you know what, people deserve the right to know about this product and what it can do for them. And so Bill and I both kind of went through the same process at the same time, and we just came to that conclusion that we're in it, we're going to do it and treat it the way it needs to be treated, give it the respect it deserves, and go forward with it. And it's been a lot of fun and inspiring to see kind of what has come out of that. We're starting to pick up on this thing called momentum in this type of business, and we're having a great time. We're seeing incredible results, and this is just kind of feeding me. It's I love it. I mean, we rarely go more than a couple days that I don't get a phone call from somebody that's had a first-time unique experience with this product. And oftentimes, I shared this with a friend from our church, and this morning, or yesterday morning after Sunday school, one of the daughters came up to me, and she said, "Tom, the whole family," and they have a huge family, but she said, "The whole family's been talking about this miracle thing that you've got Dad on and what it's doing for him, and I need to know more about it." So it's that type of events that I'm just rekindled the reason why I got in to see her in the first place. And Terry, it inspires me. It inspires me to be consistent. It inspires me to be faithful. It inspires me to set people up to succeed in this thing by demonstrating the right activities to make this thing go forward. And I love it. I'm addicted to it. And we're excited about where we are and where we're headed. And we're just pushing forward, making some things happen.
Yeah, I'm sitting giggling over here thinking about Bill crashed out next to you. But this is, guys, if you all knew. So, Tom, you did kind of talk about the person who came up to you at church and talked about what you've done for her dad. Can you share, I mean, I think that kind of gives people an idea from how this is starting to spread. Can you share how that started to kick off and what started to transpire from that right now?
Oh, my gosh. This gentleman had a stroke back in June. And I'm sorry, he had a blood issue that broke loose and went to his brain back in June. And anyway, there was some residual effects, and I didn't realize how much he had lost. And the gentleman's 87 years old. He also had some significant issue with kind of an autoimmune deal that's kind of crippled. And he's not been able to hold a utensil to eat meals with since June of last year. And one of his daughters told me that she said it's just so painful to watch Dad eat. He can't hold a fork. Mother has to cut his meat. And she said it's just, so anyway, and what prompted this on, I walked out behind him from church, it was 4 weeks ago now, and man, he was struggling, and I just, my heart just went out to him, and I put my hand on his shoulder, And I said, Pat, I'm going to give you a call in a couple of days, and there's something I want to tell you about, if that's okay. And he said, sure, Tom, give me a call anytime. So I called him, and I went up and met with him and his wife. And we're talking about this new body of science called redox signaling. And I saw him having some problems with his hands. And I asked him about it. And I was thinking it was more some residual effects from what he had happen in June. But what he told me was also that he's had this terrible problems with his joint issues in his fingers and hands. So I asked him to make a fist, and Terry, he didn't get a quarter of the way in of folding his fingers up to make a fist, and that was it. And I had him kind of rate the stiffness and also the discomfort associated with that. And I said, if you don't mind, I'm going to put something on your hand, and I'm going to rub it in three times in the course of 5 minutes, and let's just see what, if anything, happens. So I'm putting this on his hand, and he had a huge Band-Aid on the back of his hand because he had fallen, and that was one of the issues. His wife said that he had fallen three times the previous week, and it was just going downhill. So he had this big Band-Aid on the back of his hand, so I really couldn't put it on the back of his hand, but I put it on his palm and on his fingers, and three times in 5 minutes I just applied the Renew 28. So I talked to another 5 minutes after I finished the last application, and I said, Pat, could you do me a favor? Could you make a fist for me? And Terry, now, he didn't make a fist as tight as I can make a fist, but his fingers were touching the palm of his hand. His eyes got big as, you know, big as light bulbs, and his wife said, my goodness. And I said, is there a difference in the discomfort that you experienced in doing that? He said, oh, my goodness. He said, I can't believe it. And he just, four or five times, he just made that fist over and over and over. And since that time, he's now cutting his own meat. He's able to hold a fork and a spoon to feed himself. I talked to his wife, and she said, Tom, his energy level is up, his stamina is up, his strength is up, his balance has improved. His hands don't hurt him anywhere near what they used to. And at this time, he had only been on the product for about 9 days.
So he's drinking it too now.
Pardon me?
He's drinking it too now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He got on, and I said, Pat, with your age and what you're struggling with, I just strongly recommend getting on a double dose. And we started him off with normal dose for 3 days, and then on day four, doubled up. And he'd been on the product a total of about 9 days. And he's already seen this much change and impact in his life. And, Terry, I got to tell you, this is a guy that, before he was 18 years old, went to serve in the Second World War. And his entire life has been a giver. He's always given. And Asi has given me an opportunity to give back to somebody that has given his entire life, 87 years, and I'm having an impact on the quality of his life. That led to, in talking with them, they have a daughter that works extensively. She's a speech and language pathologist, and she works extensively with children that have significant issues in communication and socializing and a host of things. And I introduced her to this new body of science, to ASEA. And she's putting together a group of 20 to 25-year-olds. I met with her last Tuesday morning. And she's putting a group of 20 to 25 of these children that are just kind of locked in a world that they can't get out of. And there's very little hope for them. And she's going to do her own little study with these children. And then Friday, we met with another lady from actually up in Beckley, West Virginia, that does the same exact thing. And she's putting together her test group. And the first time when I saw what it did for my father, then I tried it on my wife and my brother, I called Jerry White back, and I said, I need to go someplace where I can get around people that know about this stuff. and I had to drive 500 miles to get to the nearest meeting. But I went to Gaithersburg, Maryland. And the second lady that got up and shared her story was she had a 9-year-old son that had the same issue. And after about 2 weeks of being on the product, a child that they weren't able to touch, much less hug, this child runs out down the hall and one morning when she came out of her bedroom and grabbed her around the waist and asked her for a hug. And then she had a daughter, a sister, younger sister, that had a 7-year-old son that had the same issue. And that night, I'll never forget it, that night I could not go to sleep. And Margie was getting frustrated with me. Finally, she said, "What in the world is wrong with you?" And I just told her, I said, "Can you imagine going through life impacting people in such a manner? And when you impact one of these children, it's not a child that you're impacting. You're impacting an entire family unit. Fathers, oh, yeah. Mothers, siblings, grandparents, I mean, everybody." And Terry, I got to tell you, I have fallen in love with that. And I'm making a difference. For the first time in my life, I'm making a difference in other people's lives. And it has nothing to do with income or money. It has everything to do with this product. Through this technology, is enabling somebody, a simple boneheaded farmer, ex-football player, impact people's lives in a dynamic way, and I just love it.
But you won't turn down the money, will you, Tom?
Every week that they make that deposit, that I heard it referred to as a thank you deposit, I accept it. Okay, I haven't turned it away. But, you know, it's neat that we've been able to take part of that and pour it right back into some people. This family has there's a lot of needs. And there's a niece of this lady that has significant health challenges. And because of how severely sick she's been for the last 3.5 years, she lost her job about 3 years ago because of excessive absenteeism, and so they don't have the income. But because of what this is generating, I'm able to give back to her and actually buy a product for her so that we can make a difference in her life too. And it's all just a blessing to me and a blessing to my family. And again, I want to make a difference, and I want to impact people's lives in a positive way. And the sea has given me the opportunity to do that.
So, Tom, sharing these testimonies, and people that's been around the sea, of course, have heard testimonials, and there's always a driving force behind that. People focus on doing what they need to do to get done. It doesn't happen just by accident. I mean, sometimes we stumble across people, we can rub with the product, and they feel better, but what kind of impact did your, when you said you put that stake in the ground, what have you seen that do? What kind of impact has that, by way of what you're sharing tonight, what kind of impact has that made in making all this start to happen? And also, are you starting to see this affect your team when you committed to be consistent and make this thing your full-time deal?
Right. Terry, I think that everything, especially everything of significance, starts with a decision. I remember back when I was a senior in college, and it was after the regular football season, and Margie and I had just gotten married, and as a college senior, my bank account was pretty lean, and I put my bank account on a big poster board, the amount I had in the bank, which was next to nothing. And I put it on the refrigerator so that multiple times a day that I would see that. And I'm a guy, there's a lot of guys that played football in the NFL that absolutely loved lifting weights. They absolutely loved training. Now, I enjoyed running and doing the conditioning piece, but I hated the weight room. But I made a decision to do everything that I had to do to be competitive at that level. And it started with a decision. And the thing that kind of was the driving force was every time I went by my refrigerator, I saw my bank account. And professional football was an opportunity to fix that problem. So I made a decision. I stuck my stake in the ground. I did what I had to do to be competitive at that level. But it all starts with a decision. And what I'm doing now is no different. It starts with a decision of treating this with the respect that it deserves, treating it with the respect that you have to treat it with, so that you can positively influence other people to maybe do the same thing. And we're having a blast. I mean, Bill and I are whipped tonight. We got about 4.5 hours sleep last night. We left the house this morning at about 4:15, driving to Atlanta. We had incredible meetings today down here. Just thrilled with the outcome of that. We've got some big meetings tomorrow, and we're going to drive back tomorrow night. And it's work, and it's time away. But, man, what a blessing it is to be able to do this. So everything starts, especially things of significance, starts with a decision. And Bill and I both kind of at the same time, because we had a lot of road time between going from you know, our house to Nashville on that Thursday on the 19th, and then on the 21st going down to Concord and back. We had a lot of windshield time, a lot of time to talk. And this thing is going forward with or without us. But you don't have too many opportunities like this to make a difference in people's lives. And I don't want to squander that. So we made a decision. We stuck our stake in the ground. And as a result of that, we're seeing a lot of other people that are starting to get caught up in the excitement of that, the blessing of that. And they're starting to do the same thing. And that's exciting. Because we're directly only able to influence, you know, a few scores or a couple hundred people, but indirectly. And that's one thing that when I went to Concord on the 21st of January, 7 people removed from me because I shared it with Bill, who shared it with Fonda, and down the line, we're impacting people. So we're going to impact thousands and thousands of people indirectly. And I get just as much blessing from that as I do if I do it face-to-face with the person myself. So I'm excited about it. I hope it's something that is, and it is. It is something that is contagious to others. And most people that are attracted to this kind of business, they got a big heart to start with. And for them to have the opportunity to bless people in such a manner, it's something that's significant. And so we're going forward. We've made a decision, and we're going to make some things happen. And along the way, we're going to bless directly a few score or a few hundred. Indirectly, we're going to impact thousands. And yes, Terry, every week we're going to accept that. Thank you, Father. I'm going to see you.
Hey, you know, when you're on the cruise, do you wear Speedos or do you wear, disguise?
No, those are restricted strictly to Jerry White, okay?
Yeah, Jerry White. Well, leave that to the swim
guy. Don't
go
there.
All right, hey, man, just what's the final comments you'd like to make? Because there's going to be new people come in listening to this, that people have been in for maybe a couple of years, and they're going to listen. They're listening live tonight, and they're also listening for at least the next week to come on the recording. What's some final comments you'd like to share as we close this call out?
You know what, Terry? Something that happened with me was that life gets in the way, and sometimes life will distract us. And I mean, we had a full plate with life. I mean, when I first found Acia, my father had that incident with his blood, and I was working, literally, 80, 90 hours a week for about 8 months out of the year. And I didn't have a lot of time. And when I had a few minutes, I didn't have the energy to do much. But when I found this stuff, and I was able to help my father with it, my brother, my wife, and then Bill Peary's wife, Jill, with her eye disorder. I was attracted to the blessing that's associated with that. And life had kind of robbed me of that. And it wasn't until I was around this for, you know, a couple days, some big events, 2 days back to back, and I hear testimony after testimony after testimony from all different types of problems that people have been plagued with for years. The guy that we're meeting with down here that's kind of taking us around Atlanta, this guy was in a horrible accident, was taking injections in his neck and back as frequently as they would possibly give them to him, epidural injections. He was on heavy doses of pain narcotics. He was taking all types of ibuprofen and other products trying to deal with this discomfort issue. And he gets on the product, and about 3 months after being on the product, he hasn't taken a shot. He hasn't taken a pain pill. He hasn't taken ibuprofen since. So we have an opportunity to do some significant things. And I just, again, life had kind of gotten away. Life had kind of robbed me of that first attraction to this thing in the first place. And those two big events gave me the opportunity to really refocus and remember why I picked up the phone for the very first time to call Bill Peary, was I wanted to make a difference with a good friend's wife who was told in 10 years she was going to be blind. And we're 8 years down that road, and she sees better today than she did 8 years ago. That's what this is about. It's about being inspired by having the opportunity to bless people in a unique way. And that's what we have with ASEA. And those types of opportunities are just hard to come by.
But Tom, man, you're absolutely amazing. Of course, we've always kind of talked about how you represent for yourself, your family, being a leader, especially for leader and for the people who are following Christ, and also in ASEA, for what you stand and what's really about putting your stake in the ground. And you know, I want to let everybody know that at times when people join you in business, a lot of people won't want to build the thing to the top, but they got to come to their own reality. They got to come to their own space. You can help them get there quicker, but you also can push people out of this thing. You got to let them come to their own space. Tonight you heard Tom share some fantastic information. I hope you guys take it to heart. Get this call out to your people as soon as you possibly can. This call will be recorded for the next 7 days. But Tom, once again, thanks, my friend. Appreciate all you do. And I'll let you get back to bed. But guys, have a great night, and get this call out to your people as soon as you possibly can. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Terry. Appreciate you, bud. Good night.